The war in Iraq is wrong. You've murdered all these completely defenseless, innocent people to steal their money because you're a thief. And you have no rational justification. It's only censorship. You know, these so-called Republicans in American government, they all know General Mahmoud Ahmad is al-Qaeda. He is the primary principal funder to the 9/11 terrorist atrocity, according to the FBI. But you see how these demons behave? The New York Times says, oh, financial transactions are being monitored. Oh, Republicans, stand up. And they say, oh, try them for treason. You know why they do that, my friends? They don't want you as an American to discover General Mahmoud Ahmad is al-Qaeda. Because as soon as you knew that, then you'd know Bush, the demon fucking enemy, committed the crimes of 9/11. Back in New York City, had the whole thing worked out. But listen, the Iraq War, you had complete unrestricted access to do anything you pleased prior to the bombs being dropped or children being shot. Innocent children, they're shooting, and the soldiers from Haditha say that's regular fare. That's what they do regularly. Where were you through Fallujah? The guy screams. They went house to house slaughtering families, one after another. Completely innocent, defenseless, unarmed people. You see, that's why that Haditha story disappeared so quickly. The disciples of the demon Antichrist, they have no soul. And corporate America doesn't want you to see that. They don't want you to know what true evil is. When we caught soldiers dressed up as Arabs with a car full of explosives that they were going to kill innocent people in Iraq with. So you'd think the Marines, when discovering who these guys were, would rip them to pieces, right? No, they broke them out of jail. See, that is what true cowardice is. It's to know who, whatever commander was responsible for that military operation, was confident enough to believe that these soldiers would not gun it down as an enemy traitor. They doctored the national intelligence estimate. They knew there was no WMDs. Even if there was, it would better be served to not have to sacrifice American soldiers' lives, because you had complete access to go wherever you pleased. But hey, according to Rumsfeld's P2OG, he doesn't get to steal $10 billion a month from the undefended American public if you go with intelligence. You have to go the stupid demon way. Again, these are enemies of all life itself. They murdered more than 200,000 completely innocent, defenseless people in Fallujah with napalm, white phosphorus gas, you know, landmines all over the place, 2,000-pound bombs, murdering more than 200,000 people. Now, why don't you join Christ, or join me, in just hunting them down and killing them? Anybody who supports Bush is an enemy to all of life itself. We know Bush did 9/11. I've mailed every single senator in Canada has received, you know, Bush must die, the demon Antichrist committed the crimes of 9/11. And they've gotten these recordings and they've gotten my written statements. What do? Nothing. Who cares? Sacrifice the kids. That requires a position. To stand on behalf of our fellow man requires bravery. They're only in there to steal as much cash as they can from ourselves. Undefended. What politician has taken a position against these criminal operations run out of our lottery corporations? They don't care. Who cares about the community? About your son or daughter as a soldier dying needlessly? Remember, the thing is, coast to coast, all the, you know, none of the major television stations will ever interview me. Why? Because what I say is true. It's indivisibly so, irrespective of what you think of me. So, God, I don't know whether to trust John or not. It's got nothing. That's the thing is, you've got to start believing that you have a responsibility to this living world that's fastly dying. You know, you have to take a stand. You know, I cannot do this alone. I need your support. But you go, oh, well, why should I support you, John? You're supporting yourself. You know, Mueller, the fake head of the FBI, is a traitor to America. He needs to be tried for treason. He was on Larry King. He did this, he arrested a bunch of Christians, tried to tell us they were Muslims and all, you know, the story about how they offered these guys cash to buy some weapons to blow up the Sears Tower, but they just refused to buy explosives. They just refused to buy anything connected to any terrorist event. But you want to buy us some boots, fix up the house, buy us some clothes? Okay, we'll take that cash. But they refused to take money for explosives, and it's in the report. So there's no way these guys are going to get convicted unless a demon enemy starts polluting further our understandings and devolve us way beyond what used to be considered normal. Everybody knows Al-Qaeda is, according to the FBI, funded by General Mahmoud Ahmad. Mahmoud Ahmad is Al-Qaeda. But CNN doesn't want to tell you that, because then they'd have to reveal that Bush closed criminal investigations on 9/11 immediately after the terrorist event, of which he had completely prepared himself for. The guy who funds the mastermind ringleader is Bush's business partner. And they tell you about how brave these soldiers are, these cowards, who, if they don't, as we witnessed repeatedly, there are literally thousands of videos out there, as we witnessed repeatedly, they bomb people indiscriminately, they shoot people indiscriminately, they steal people's money. If they don't directly commit those offenses, of which there are literally thousands of videos of them doing, they don't kill those they know who are responsible for issuing those orders. Sattler must die. He murdered more than 200,000 innocent people. Gary Sinise is an actor. He's a pretty good actor, too. I've always liked the things that he's been in. When he speaks out publicly on CNN, of which they give him unrestricted access, he just falls apart, man. He says, soldiers shouldn't feel guilty at all for killing Iraqi children. They shouldn't feel bad for committing those demon crimes against God and love everywhere. And I have a profound disagreement with his position. And he's hiding behind the helping of the Iraqi citizenry. He says, give him money to help the Iraqi children while he takes a position supporting further, indiscriminately killing women, children, men. They're all heroes. Give him your cash. He's going to help out Iraqi children. Yeah, but what happens, Gary, when they blow up the school? You know, in Afghanistan, they're just killing people. You know that, right, Gary? They say the Taliban, they're getting together. That's all a lie. The Taliban was just a group of different guys from different tribes, okay? What do you think the Taliban is? Do you think this is a race of alien beings? What are you describing Taliban to? The government that the demon Antichrist is supporting in Afghanistan is a Muslim fundamentalist extremist group, okay? Far worse than anything Afghanistan had prior to the demon Antichrist invading. Okay, the Taliban had weaknesses, a lot of problems. They're barely literate. The government you have in there now executes Christians without trial. They're selling heroin around our world, poisoning our children everywhere. If these soldiers were responsible, all they'd do is just cut down those fields and give those farmers some cash to do something else with their time. But no. They bomb villages, Gary. They say it's the Taliban. Well, what cause does the Taliban have that you're in disagreement with? You're protecting a Muslim fundamentalist extremist group, pirating the authority of the entire nation there, because they have no commitment to providing security anywhere in the country but Kabul and Kandahar. That's their strategy. They leave everything else in chaos and then just pick off villages one by one, telling us about how they're Taliban. People who support the arrest of those who committed the terrorist event of 9/11, Gary. Gary! Where are you, man? They let you on CNN all the time. You get to speak your mistaken conclusions over and over again, making no fucking sense to me, man. I want to help Iraqi children. You say you want to help Iraqi children. Why don't you support the arrest and execution of Aegis? They're shooting down innocent children and women, men. They're killing anybody, Gary. Haven't you seen any of these videos, Gary? I know you want to play into the CNN's depiction of what our reality is, but that's not the real world we're suffering with here, Gary. Spot me a couple grand. I need to hire constitutional lawyers to defend myself in a bogus court proceeding where they allege my positions on justice and equality for all people cannot be standed by our society because I take positions to defend honorable FBI officers who contend officially Bush's business partner funded the mastermind ringleader. Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. Yeah, it's true, but don't let that play a part in our charade. You know, Gary says that these soldiers shouldn't feel guilty about killing innocent children. Yeah, they're all heroes, like others would say also. But they sacrificed their lives for no better good, man. They're dying for fucking nothing but to be enemies of us all. Cowardly. You know, we know Sattler needs to be executed immediately. Mattis, woman-killing child-hater, needs to serve trial and then be executed. Because all the evidence indicates he gets off on this killing innocent people thing. Because he thinks we're not fucking strong enough to fucking trounce him fucking immediately. You see him, you kill him. Why not? Why wouldn't you kill Mattis? Why wouldn't you kill Sattler? You fuck. You kill it instantly, man. You see Sattler. You fucking kill it. Any soldier who supports Sattler, you fucking kill. Because they're too fucking... There's no crime in being ignorant, right? In of itself. But if you're a soldier who says, I'm supporting Sattler, no wise words can be spoken, and they shoot members of your family and friends for no articulatable reason but to know that they're going to rifle through their pockets, you have to kill that demon. They're easy to spot. Anybody who supports Bush is a fucking enemy of us all. All Bush's career has ever been is one continual crime after another. He's evil personified. He got into office and stole $50 billion. He did 9/11 with General Mahmoud Ahmad, a plan he had in place at fucking Crawford on vacation after being warned repeatedly, there's terrorist attacks going to happen fucking tomorrow. Oh yeah, well, I'll stay on vacation working on his strategy with General Mahmoud Ahmad to get into Afghanistan. You know, he puts the worst people imaginable at heads of public offices. Just the antithesis of every office he's appointed. And that's when it gets disturbing. That's when you start realizing this evil personified demon antichrist thing. These are real people being murdered in your name because you don't want to support your fucking self. You know, these soldiers are being put into a position where they get killed, if not by retaliatory judicial bullets, they die themselves at their own hand through depleted uranium poisoning or inoculations with mercury. Why doesn't Gary Cincy support American children? Never mind this play game you want to pretend you're a fair player in. Play a role. We're not into movies, Gary. You know, the thing about Gary is that I think he's a pretty good actor, but now he's taken a position against children everywhere by suggesting to support Iraqi children is to call American soldiers all heroes. There's not a criminal among them. That's what he sells. And give them your cash. And if the American soldiers gun down the children in the school, well. Or take the school over as their headquarters, oh well. Gary ain't going to be there. Give him your cash. You know, Warren Buffett, you know, giving out his cash. All I need is a couple grand here. You know, why don't you save people from malaria? What is it, 24 cents? How many, you could wipe out malaria off the face of the globe. Warren Buffett says he's got all this cash to do these things. He's going to, instead of making the decisions for himself, apparently he believes he's not qualified, he's going to give it to Gates. Now, you know, Windows is still way behind anything Amiga DOS was in 1985. There are things in Amiga DOS that are still absent in the Windows operating system. And this is like, no, it's 1982. Okay? But still, he represents that time of commercialism where people bought into it partly through the help of the Rolling Stones. But, you know, if you want to help people with all your cash, why don't you do something intelligent with it? And if you guys don't understand those things, because you just sort of accidentally walked into the positions you have, sucking us all out of living supplies, well, and you're looking now to spend it wiser, approach me. I need some cash here. They're going to put me in prison for speaking the truth in respect and in honor of good police officers. Those police officers who are committed to defending our community through rules of law. You cannot go absent reason when you state you're going to murder somebody for something, but you can't figure out what it is. They're just all bad guys. You know, my Russian friends, these Russian diplomats, these were killed by the Bushite forces in Iraq. Nobody buys this corporate concoction that they sell on our TV waves. Sure, we can see it over and over and over again, and they keep depicting reality in that way. That's false. Al-Qaeda is General Mahmoud Ahmad. It's Bush's business partner. Zalameh Khalilzad is Bin Laden's top fucking confidant. It's the guy Bin Laden has the most trust in. And they've been in... It's like Kofor Black. Kofor Black's been working with Bin Laden for 20 years. And this guy heads up Blackwater. You cannot be involved in Bin Laden for 20 years and not know what's going on here. Kofor Black will... Oh yeah, but the TV said it wasn't that way. He's hidden. You can't see him, fuck. Arrest these guys, try them, and let's have them executed publicly. You're not going to continually murder millions of my friends and family around the world and think we must succumb to the criminal will of the demon Antichrist. These are not Americans who support Bush. Bush wasn't even elected. Nobody of the neocons have been elected. When was Cheney let? Think about it. None of these guys have been elected. None of them. Not a single one of them, but they get on TV every day practically, or whenever they want to schedule a national debate. And they're not even fucking elected. You know, Condoleezza Rice, she's never been elected. Rumsfeld, what are you, crazy? These people, none of them have been elected, yet they wish to war our world as enemies to us all. So I beg you, support the apprehension of those who committed the terrorist crimes of 9/11. That's General Mahmoud Ahmad, Silverstein, Building 7. We got to figure out how the explosives got in there. Similarly with the towers. We go, one by one. Anybody who supports Bush, if you have to, kill them. You cannot be that stupid. It's impossible now. Everybody knows. Johnny Wizard's coming. Hey, how you doing? It's me again. Your friendly stranger, stranger than fiction, Johnny Wizard, coming to you through this broadcast to firstly extend a great big thank you out to all the great patriots of this planet that have been helping America kill the Nazi vermin Bushite. You know, these individuals that, as they've so confessed now, murder people because they're in the age range of 15 to 55. Do they ask the 15-year-old boys whether they have birth certificates? Nah. At the same time, they tell us they're fighting for democracy and freedom. Disciples of the very, for real, Antichrist. Bush committed 9/11, okay? Who gets in our way to have Bush arrested, tried, and executed for that offense? Who stands in our way? Who is it? Okay, we can say, forget it, you know, if it happens, and he's put into prison, we'll go through the trial process to decide whether he's executed. But he does immediately need to be arrested for committing 9/11. Him and Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, you know, fuck, I don't want to walk through all the evidence. You gotta be fucking completely dead to this world to not be aware of what's going on here. He used no evidence against Bin Laden. It was a complete faith initiative on his part to fool you as the sleepwalker. You have to wake up, man. He used no evidence. He said, one of his quotes, You know, we don't need any evidence. We know he's guilty. And then, as he did, he just refused to support police inquiries into completing investigations that were halted. Not only immediately after 9/11, but before also. Because, hey, we found out, too, that he had the whole thing prepared beforehand. Okay, Jim McLeweshki at MSNBC. They took it. Now it's off their webpage, you know. But it still happened. Jim, why don't you come forward and talk to us? I mean, this is the process that needs to take place. We got to kick Art Bell off his show. He's not strong enough as an American to stand there and allow Americans to speak freely. He's got to use his position of authority and power to hang up on anybody who says something relevant and critically important to soldiers that continue to die unrepresented politically. You know, it's shit being a Bushite. You know, there are very few true Bushite enemies, but they do exist. You know, those that advocate the torture of completely innocent people. I mean, you should be, as an American, loading your gun and hunting those fuckers down, because in America, it's against the law to torture people. And understanding American law, you see, Bush hasn't changed this law yet, right? But understanding American law, if you torture somebody and they die, you're executed for that criminal offense. That's what the law is. Now, Bush says he wants law, and he's not going to argue against it, just like Hitler didn't either, right? Says he's against torture, but we know that these people are being tortured to death, and they're saying, hey, I can't be arrested. Look at how they walk away. And look, do Americans gun it down and kill it? They don't even recognize it. Like, they don't even recognize their own children. All people of the world, listen to me. It has been recently discovered that the CDC, Center for Disease Control in the United States of America, the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA in America discovered that they've been poisoning their children with inoculations that cause brain damage in at least one out of 250 children that received these shots. They've been giving these shots to children across America. They don't even recognize a value in protecting their own children. You know, they think of it as their neighbor's kid. Who cares about your neighbor's kid? You know, there's a big problem. Because guess what? The CDC and the FDA, instead of doing what they're publicly paid for to protect, namely the citizenry, decided to formulate a top secret strategy as a way to avoid accountability when it comes to those who were and still are responsible for continuing their program against still undefended American children in God's America. You know, I am a man. I'm the son of man. I was there at the beginning of creation. I can essentially tell you how everything works. There's no secrets here. That's the miracle. That's the amazing thing. I say things that are really, really simple, and a lot of people have a very difficult time with it because you're not used to using your minds to think for yourselves. You're used to being trained by the television. Okay? The CBC people count on you believing that they're just like you. Do you have a news crew that are paid full-time wages to try to investigate what's going on in this place? Do you have an international phone system hooked up to the earth where you can get hugely relevant national priority news items to your desk, requiring your decision making on what you believe is the highest of priorities? War is the highest of priorities. CBC is not covering the war. They don't care that Zakari is a Bushite. And that's what the news agency sells as a reflection of your image. That they give you an excuse to say, if I believe in what they're selling, I don't have any responsibilities, and look how easy it is for me to become comfortable here. I got clean water. So Bush has denied Iraqi children water, drinking water, while Armitage openly confesses as a true, you know, this is true demon behavior. You know, he confesses openly. He tells you he stole the money for himself in Negroponte, emergency water provision money, to punish Iraqi children. Did you hear? You know, we have globalresearch.ca, they quote some eyewitness testimony. Apparently, from what I understand, there is video footage of this incident. But in Fallujah, after they murdered, you know, well over, as it appears from all factual measurements, well over 200,000 people, completely innocent, right? But they played this little charade before the bombs fell. And what they said, well, we'll let the women and the children and the elderly leave. And if anybody between 15 and 55, you know, 10-year-old boy, you know, he could look 15. The 75-year-old man, you know, he could be 55, whatever. They're not asking for birth certificates here. They'll send them back in. They won't arrest them. They'll send them back in to be murdered later, as that was their intention. See, they didn't arrest them, right? It's like the Nazis in those old film footage movies, right? They didn't arrest them. Why, if you were to grab a bushhead before killing it, who was there in Fallujah, who participated in these crimes against God, and you asked it, well, why didn't you just arrest that person there? You know what the bushhead will tell you? To say that it's a completely innocent man. And we're presently indiscriminately murdering people in his community so we can steal for the neocon God-haters who will rob from the soldier's very own grandmother back home. Left undefended. Left undefended.
In Fallujah, in Iraq, hundreds of men trying to flee the assault there have been turned back by U.S. troops. Our troops are simply saying most of these men are probably the terrorists out there. All they're doing is putting down their guns. They just want to get out, flee, and then they'll show up someplace else. Our troops are right. But they are allowing women and children and the elderly to leave. As a matter of fact, they're turning back just the males aged 15 to 55. They're going to keep them contained in the city until they get this done.
And when you speak more to the Bushite, they'll tell you they're out there murdering innocent people. They are cowards who don't even wear an American flag. They desecrate my American flag. Who, I ask you, my listening friend, who in Russia, who in China, who in all the European countries combined wouldn't, if you had a gun in your hand, kill those who you knew, as they would tell you to your face, will tell you that, sure, they drop cluster dud landmines all throughout residential school districts to indiscriminately murder humanity. They drop napalm, mustard gas, so fucking what? Hey, CBC's not going to cover it, buddy. And if you do not deny this monster an opportunity to continue, he will. Or it will, I should say, and deny more innocent people their freedoms, their lives, their liberties, for no other crime that they can articulate but to say that they're innocent and likely honorable. They will stand up and defend the Iraqi people, because the Iraqi people are the real people. Bushite, Nazi whores can't even string together sentences well. All they use is shit and fuck. That's all they ever say. They don't have any other strength. That's as strong as they get. Well, they drop bombs. That makes them all so brave. You'd fucking kill it, I'm telling you. You would, if you knew it. You're sitting there. Bushite comes back from Iraq. He tells you he stole all this stuff from this innocent family slaughtered. And look at all the cash he was able to bring back home to show off to other people. That's causing so much suffering and sorrow for all of America presently. You know? Some guy's going to come and steal your money. He's going to murder your family. He's going to claim you're a completely innocent person. If anything, he'll say, you've been cheated. Politically speaking, you're not even being represented fairly through the political process of which they claim, as your enemy, to be helping you get closer to. They're there to help you. And then he just kills your family and says, you know, don't get too fucking smart with it. And people die because they say you don't have the manhood. And the Bushite tells you how proud they are to have been a part of these crimes against God. It can't be that dumb without being a fucking enemy to us all. We got like we got several hundred billion dollars we're going to track down. And we got to, I'm telling you, American brothers and sisters, we have to be prepared to kill those who stand in our way from the paperwork. We want to find out where the money went. It's your fucking money. Be a man. Okay, so now, what's the plan? Okay, plan. We can do this. You know, don't be so freaked out. What are some of the ultimate goals of my administration? Well, I'll tell you. The first thing is a new acquaintance with the function of law to protect ourselves as a society, and everybody included. You know, instead of going to war against the nation, let's go after the individuals who are responsible for so blamed atrocities. You could have arrested Saddam. What's your evidence? There's no fucking evidence. Anybody who makes a capital allegation against another individual without any evidence is executed. It's your fucking guy. Every time. That's Hammurabi's number one law. It's got to be taught in all American schools, okay? Like, that's the beginning of civilization. When you realize, oh yeah, he's using no evidence. He can't be forming his own conclusions. He's bullshitting you, fuck. Or he's fucking deranged, suffering from fucking some mental illness. You know, we want to exercise our authority in the best intention always. And that's how we improve ourselves. That's how the wheel was invented. You know, that's how progress is made. Through improvements by reason, by design, by institution. But we got problems. The FDA, they're reversed. So much of America is not directed anymore to defending America. And, you know, people take this argument and then they go down that trail. They go, yeah, but they've been dishonest before. What does that mean, that you can't instigate a change for the better now? How many Americans have to be sacrificed before it's admitted, with all the embarrassments included, that America was tricked, lied to, by the demon Antichrist, or just George W. Bush, Mr. Evil, or whatever you fucking want to call him, man? You know, that's the problem. Is people don't want to face such horror. And I'm telling you, that's fuck your least of the worries, man. You know, what you got to do is take a supporting position on behalf of those who tried to communicate to America that Bush was misrepresenting the facts. He was misrepresenting their intelligence. You know, we have this memo position. Thank God, you know, Bush is as evil as he is, being that way convinces us almost on a routine basis now that all he wants is us to arrest him, fuck, for Christ's sake. He tells us that it's the furthest thing from the truth to suggest that he purposefully misrepresented America's intelligence regarding this completely unnecessary war to sacrifice America's sons and daughters for, at the financial profit of his warmongering neocon partners, who, you know, are enemies of everyone. He says, yeah, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And yet, we have the National Intelligence Estimate. Again, you know, this is, again, our suffering. You know, people will debate this issue, but they won't talk about the National Intelligence Estimate. Why? Because as soon as you address it, that's it. It's over for Bush. Or you fucking sacrifice an element of yourself. So people, instead of standing up for America, they go, yeah, I guess I'll slave for Bush. Even his critics. Look, we have the National Intelligence Estimate. They censored that information. They rewrote critical sentences. He's fucking guilty. There you go. He fixed the intelligence. That's what he did. He told you, you can't look at it. You know, just like Cheney. You know, the last day, one of his quotes, geez, I wish, I'll get it for you guys. But I remember Cheney was on Tim Russert. And he said something along the lines that it was such a top secret position that Americans should never be allowed to know that they knew all the weapons had been destroyed years ago. You know, Saddam's guy who was running the show gave him all the paperwork. Says that if America ever found out about that, it would jeopardize someone's security. Whose security is that, American? Are you going to take a position like those that do regarding the National Intelligence Estimate to go, well, if Cheney lied to us right from the start, shouldn't he be arrested also? I mean, the evidence that's coming out against him now is, I guess it's a little bit comic bookish. Like, it's so surreal that people go, well, this is just just an act of fiction, and I can easily put this book down and go on to something more pleasant. But you can't. That's the trouble. This history will remain for as long as civilization survives, I guess. But Cheney on, apparently, you have to look. I don't have all the details on the evidence, but some fairly reputable people are trying to bring this information forward to the American public. But on 9/11, Cheney is underground in a top secret bunker screwing around with NORAD, having them believe that the terrorist strike could have been just the drill he had planned and let them know of. Okay, they weren't sure whether this was for real, and he was doing this under the White House. Fuck, arrest the fucker, man. That information's been made public nationally now. Everybody knows of this, okay? So, again, it's recognizing who is in the opposition. Okay, you have the irrationals. They don't have debates. They don't have discussions. It's like Rush Limbaugh. The reason he never takes anybody's calls is because he'd be fucking destroyed in like 2 minutes. He's a fucking enemy of American soldiers. He's sending them out to die, rooting them on. Yeah, go for it. Kill all those innocent people and get sacrificed in that process. Because that's the only way the neocon can steal more money. See? Where's Rush Limbaugh getting his cash from? He's exercising his free will in a free marketplace of his ideas. He's going to get more cash. That's what you're there for, right, American? Ask Bill Frist. Bill Frist is asked by, was it Eli Lilly? Don't let Americans stop us from poisoning their children. Apparently Eli Lilly have no children for themselves. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is, They're like, they go to these satanic meetings that the Bush administration followers go to. What is it, every couple years? I mean, this is insane. This Johnny Wizard, he's crazy. No, they actually, Bohemian Grove, they go out to these satanic rituals. They're celebrating a cult of death. God, can't be true, man. They're fucking all part of this fucking cult out of Yale. You go, yeah, well, it's just, they're just pranking. Nah, man. They're fucking sacrificing your life, thinking they're all so clever. Again, this is a really, I want national discussion on this, because I know a lot of people are having a tremendously difficult time understanding Bush's willful contempt for humanity, his positions he is consciously aware of. The 9/11 thing he had planned in his own fucking John Hancock. His fucking, his name is on the presidential directive strategy, top secret stuff, man. The military was already moving over there. But again, there it is again, Don't be fearful, but you have to recognize, a large percentage of people don't give a fuck about nothing. They're just, they'll go wherever you tell them to. They can't formulate their own free thinking. They just can't do it. You tell them and they go, yeah, it's just your opinion, and off they go. They don't really care. A lot of people don't fucking care. But guess what? They rarely, if never, get in our way from instigating change. If we can get to a position of communication where others who do feel a responsibility to live life to our bestest, work to bring about those betterments that improve the life and quality of all people concerned, even those that fucking couldn't care less. The people who couldn't care less, their faith, their blind faith is that we will succeed, actually. But they don't have the effort to go, and say anything about it. They won't even give me a fucking couple bucks, man. I hate to ask people for money, but, times are tough. I want to offer rewards. Like, we have to arrest Aloy. He indiscriminately murdered people in Samarra for no reason articulated whatsoever. Those are the crimes that need to be dealt with to the best of our ability to destroy that kind of behavior. Does require to set an example. And Alawi is our fucking guy, man. We had over 100 political groups in Samarra all get together. They said, look, come into the city, you can do whatever you want, steal all our money. You know, you just don't have to indiscriminately bomb the city and murder people all over the place. You get us angry and have us shoot back at you. A whole bunch of people fall down dead for nothing. You know, just come into the city, whatever way you want. You know, you don't have to kill anybody, though. You don't have to shoot anybody. Over 100 groups were saying this. There's no other faction available. You know, what, is there a bad guy in the city? Do you have some evidence, you know? The Bushhead can't think that far. They're automatists to the fucking end, most of them. That's why you have to fucking kill them if they get in our way. Right? But the thing is Alawi ordered the bombing of the city anyway. And that was because, well, there I have my own theory as to why he continued to fight against reason. But that's just a continual thing, right? It was Zakari. Like, it all emanates and is propagated by Bush itself, the demon antichrist, evil personified, because the war has no cause. There's no reason to kill anybody because you had complete 100% access. Everything Bush says he's trying to bring about in a new Iraq as an improvement could have better been done without killing anybody. You don't have to kill people indiscriminately. You know, if you have complete 100% access and you can exercise the authority of which we all share through rules of law, you could say, well, look, this guy committed this crime. Here's our evidence, and let's try this guy. Let's try that guy. That's the world that I want to bring about. Now, it's difficult because if there is true free communications, there's a large segment of our society who won't care, and then there's a percentage of those people also. They just can't. They don't have the intellectual capacity. They don't understand. They go, like, even with the General Mahmoud Ahmad now, alongside the Cheney and the prior plan, the military movie, like, it's all there. There's nothing else to the story. It all fits together like a, you know, what other way is there? But to challenge their deliberate lies, like the way Bush lies to you, you cannot truly believe he believes himself what he's saying. You know, he's bringing freedom to Iraq. Well, huh? You stole all their fucking cash, you asshole. Fucking, he bombs the fucking, all the public institutions. Why, Bush, you fuck? You say you're bringing freedom to them, you little fucking Nazi puke. Fucking thinks we're not listening. He thinks, yeah, well, you know, he'll be fucking marketed and we'll fucking buy the product without fucking thought for anybody but himself as our leader.